Welcome to the Bible Insights Podcast with your host, Val Waldeck. We're looking at the book of Revelation, and we've come to the time of the tribulation, the 7 years tribulation under Antichrist. We looked at the first 3.5 years, which were relatively peaceful as far as the world is concerned. We saw the rise of the global government and the global religious system and the global economy. And then we saw how Antichrist allowed the Jews to rebuild their temple and how he walked into the temple halfway through the 7 year period and declared that he was God. And then the second half of the tribulation began, the time of Jacob's trouble. Last week we looked at the first series of judgments, known as the seal judgments, and we saw what a terrible time the world is going to experience. The first seal was opened, which was the revelation of Antichrist. The second seal showed us global war, economic catastrophe was the third seal. The fourth seal, mass death, a quarter of the earth's population perished. The fifth seal, prayers of the persecuted saints, Antichrist had killed. The sixth seal showed cosmic disturbances affecting every mountain and island. And then we saw that the seventh seal was open and there was half an hour of silence. And that brought in the next series of judgments, the seven trumpet judgments. Those were followed by the seven bowl judgments, which we'll look at next week. Jeremiah spoke about that. He said, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." That was the promise of the Lord. He said that last 3.5 years will be a terrible time for Israel, as all the nations descend on Israel and there's terrible war and a whole host of things happening, but he shall be saved out of it. A third of Israel, we saw, would be rescued from their tribulation and find the Lord in the desert. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 11, the Lord says, "For I'm with you, says the Lord, to save you. I will make a full end of all nations where I've scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you." The Lord promised that he would take care of Israel. So we've arrived at the seventh seal, and we read, "When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets." Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. The seventh seal ushers in the next series of judgment, which are even worse than the first. "And all of heaven holds its breath. And all of heaven holds its breath. And all of heaven holds its breath as they experience the lull before the storm." Hebrews chapter 10 verse 13 says, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." And we see that seven angels are given seven trumpets. Revelation chapter 8 verses 4 to 6 says, "Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, prayers of the saints, ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angels took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth, and there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake." The prayers of all the saints throughout the angels for peace on earth, even your prayers and mine, are all held in heaven. There's a time when God is going to answer those prayers, and that comes at the time of the second series of judgments, when those angels start sounding the trumpets. The prayers of all the saints, they rise before God, and the Lord says, "Now is the time." All the combined prayers of the saints of all ages are about to be answered. Folks, no prayer is ever lost. So series number 2, the trumpet judgments. The first trumpet sounds, and one third of nature is decimated. Revelation chapter 8 verse 7 tells us about that. "The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood. And they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up." One third of nature was destroyed, and all grass. This sounds very much like a nuclear explosion. We don't know what happens. We haven't been there. It's still going to happen in the future, but it sounds very much like a nuclear explosion. What we do know is that one third of all green vegetation will be devastated, which is a staggering blow to agriculture in a time of great famine. Seal number 3 spoke about the black horse and the beginning of a famine, and now one third of all green vegetation, vegetables, food supplies, just devastated. I want you to notice that these things are happening in quick succession. When the trumpet sounds, when the first seal is opened, until the last bowl judgment, all these things happen within the space of 3.5 years during the final period of Antichrist's reign. The first trumpet has hardly sounded when the second trumpet blows, and the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of ships were destroyed. Revelation chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. 1/3 of marine life and ships are destroyed in this explosion, which again sounds like a nuclear explosion. And we're watching all the countries in the Middle East particularly developing their nuclear weapons at great speed. This great mountain that John talks about, again, possibly it could be a nuclear explosion, but we know that it has devastating effects, whatever it is, whether it's a nuclear explosion or maybe a meteorite. We don't know what it is, but we do know that 1/3 of all marine life will be destroyed. 1/3 of ships, merchants, and war vessels destroyed, virtually bringing world commerce to an end. These are dreadful times. The third angel sounds his trumpet almost immediately, trumpet number 3, and here we see that 1/3 of fresh water on the earth is polluted. Revelation 8 verses 10 and 11, then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on 1/3 of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. 1/3 of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. 1/3 of all fresh water sources are polluted by this event. This is definitely a nuclear disaster that poisons the water of the earth. You remember the Russian nuclear disaster? Remember it was called Chernobyl? Did you know that Chernobyl is Ukrainian for wormwood? The falling star is given a name that is synonymous with nuclear power and the disastrous effects of radiation 2,000 years before any nuclear plant was named. The Lord told us that there was going to be a nuclear explosion, and that nuclear explosion, Chernobyl or Wormwood, is going to happen on the earth. 1/3 of all freshwater sources being polluted by this event, we know that this is going to be a nuclear explosion, and it's going to be a terrible time on the earth. And immediately, the fourth angel sounds his trumpet, and 1/3 of light sources is affected by that. Then the fourth angel sounded, and 1/3 of the sun was struck, 1/3 of the moon, and 1/3 of the stars, so that 1/3 of them were darkened. 1/3 of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. The second series of judgments, and especially the fourth trumpet judgments, has a devastating effect on the earth. Because when this angel sounds his trumpet and this terrible thing happens, natural life is diminished by 1/3. Can you imagine that? You go outside and it's dark and it's dusky. Men experience unnatural darkness and bitter cold. Again, this sounds like the result of nuclear warfare. Sinful man is destroying himself as God lifts his restraining hand. And I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." That's Revelation 8:13. These angels say, if you think that the seal judgments were bad and you think that the four trumpet judgments were bad, this is nothing compared to what's going to happen to this earth when the next three angels sound their trumpet. It's not double trouble, but it's triple trouble. Woe, woe, woe. The next three trumpet blasts bring such devastation. They are worse than anything this world has ever experienced. And it's all happening in the space of 3.5 years. So angel number 5 sounds. It's the fifth trumpet judgment. It's the first of the three woes. And this is a terrible one because now demons are released on the earth. Then the fifth angel sounded, chapter 9, verses 1 to 4 of Revelation. And I saw a star falling from heaven to the earth. And to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. Then out of the smoke locusts came upon the earth. And to them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Those folk who are saved during the time of tribulation are sealed by God. You know that the Bible says that we are sealed by the Lord when we are saved? And these demons are told not to cause any distress to God's people, but only the unsaved people who who have suffered so much already, they are allowed to touch them. Revelation 9 verse 6 says, they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them. These demons were released from the bottomless pit, and they were told to attack people on earth who didn't belong to the Lord. But they were told not to kill them, just to torment them. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. It will be a time of such devastation that many people can't take it anymore. The famine, the lack of food, the war, the disaster, the results of nuclear explosions. Remember how the people of Japan suffered after that nuclear explosion during World War II, when the skin literally fell off their bodies and many were left with terrible sores? It's going to be worse than that. And people will desire to commit suicide, but God won't give them permission to do that. In those days, men will seek death, but they will not find it. They'll be tortured for 5 solid months, and they will not be able to die. You see, the Lord holds the keys of Hades and death. The devil has never had the keys of Hades and death. They belong to the Lord, and he says when people can die and when they cannot die. He's sovereign over all the earth. Even Satan can't kill them without God's permission. Remember when he attacked Job and made Job sick? God didn't give him commission to kill Job. Satan can do nothing unless God gives him permission. He's not almighty. The Lord God Almighty is the one who has control. He's sovereign. And if your life is in his hands, you're protected by him. Because Satan can do nothing without God's permission. He is sovereign indeed. Revelation 9 verse 1 tells us they had a king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he's called Apollyon. This is the devil himself. The shape of the locusts, we're told, were like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. This is how Revelation verses 1 to 11 describe them. The sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle. They had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt men for 5 months. These may be demonic beings. They could also be modern war machines, possibly a combination of both, demon-inspired armies, and the leader is Satan himself. When you think about helicopters spewing out fire and smoke, it could very easily look like horses running into battle with breastplates of iron, and he talks about having stings in their tail. These could well be demonic beings or modern war machines or possibly a combination of demon-inspired army led by Satan himself. Revelation 9:12, there's some chilling words. One woe is past, writes John. Behold, still 2 more woes are coming after these things. This invasion of demonic powers and possibly demon-empowered armies is followed by something even worse. Behold, still 2 more woes are coming after these things. And John says, as a 6th angel sounds and woe number 2 is released on the earth, he said, I heard a voice from the 4 horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the 6th angel who had the trumpet, release the 4 angels who are bound in the great river Euphrates. God has got 4 demonic beings. The word angels means messengers. There are 4 demonic beings who are bound in the great river Euphrates waiting for this particular time in history. And so the 4 angels who had been prepared for the hour and the day and the month and the year were released, and their task, according to Revelation 9 verses 13 to 15, is to kill 1/3 of mankind. The second woe releases these 4 demonic-inspired powers from the Euphrates River, which are specially prepared for this purpose by God himself. These 4 supernatural beings are commissioned to kill 1/3 of mankind, or at least 1/3 of what's left of mankind. Who are they? John talks about them in Revelation chapter 9 verse 16. One of the great armies that will be inspired by these 4 demonic beings has 200 million horsemen. John says in Revelation 9:16, I heard the number of them. I want to tell you folks that that is the current size of China's army, 200 million soldiers. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. John says, I heard the number of them. And I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates. Notice the colours of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulphur yellow. Notice those three colours, fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulphur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouth came fire, smoke, and brimstone. John is seeing a vision of these end-time armies that are coming to invade Israel during the last half of the tribulation period. Sulphur yellow, fiery red, and hyacinth blue. Take a look at the flag of China. Not only have they got a huge army that fulfills this prophecy, but their flag is fiery red. It's fiery red with a sulphur yellow graphic. Take a look at the European Union flag. It's hyacinth blue, and it also has sulphur yellow stars. Isn't that interesting that these are the nations involved in the great battle of Armageddon? Trumpet number 6 sounds, Revelation 9 verses 18 and 19. Woe number 2 speaks about these demon-led armies that come and attack people, and a third of remaining mankind is killed with these powerful weapons of war. John describes them. Their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents, having heads, and with them they do harm. John is seeing modern weapons. And a third of mankind, not only are the armies affected by this, and the people fighting in Israel, but the whole world is affected by the nuclear fallout, and a third of mankind will die. Chapters 10 and 11 tell us something very, very relevant about the end times. Have you ever wondered how servants of God, anointed servants of God, have so many different views on the end times? It's because we don't have all the information at hand. John was told something about the end times, which he wrote down, and we've got in our book of Revelation. Chapter 11, 10 verse 4, the Lord said to him, John, I'm telling you something, I'm showing you something, but don't write it down. There's some information that John didn't give us. We don't have the whole picture, folks. Nobody has the whole picture. We can only take what we hear in Scripture and try to make sense of it. But there's some information we don't have. It's like a jigsaw puzzle with some pieces missing. Chapter 10, verse 4, when the seven thunders uttered their voices, John says, I was about to write. I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered and do not write them. Folks, we don't have the whole picture. So if someone has a different view to you, don't get upset. Because remember, we don't have the whole picture. And I believe God did that on purpose, because only He knows exactly what's going to happen. Revelation 10 verses 6 and 7, an angel speaks and he said, that's it. That's it. The history of mankind is coming to an end. The angel swore by Him who lives forever and ever that there should be delay no longer. But in the days of the sounding of the seventh trumpet, when He's about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as He declared to His servants the prophets. This angel said, when the seventh trumpet sounds, that is going to bring in the final fulfillment of God's judgment and the end of history as we know it. And so the seventh trumpet sounds, and this is woe number 3, Revelation 11 verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. As the seventh trumpet blows, all heaven breaks forth into praise, and all hell is let loose on the earth. It ushers in the third series of judgments, called the bowl or the vile judgments, which are the last and the worst of all the judgments. Chapter 12 gives a brief synopsis of the history of Israel and the church. Chapter 13 talks about the rise of the end time government. Chapter 14 tells us about evangelism on earth. Chapter 15 takes us into heaven. And chapter 16 is where we take up the story again. Trumpet number 1, one third of nature is destroyed. Trumpet number 2, one third of marine life and ships are destroyed. Trumpet number 3, one third of fresh water is contaminated. Trumpet number 4, one third of light is diminished. Woe number 1. Trumpet number 5, demons are released on the earth. Trumpet number 6, woe number 2, demon-led armies lead the battle of Armageddon. And trumpet number 7, woe number 3, is the preparation for the seven bowl judgments, the worst that will take place on the earth. It's going to be a terrible, terrible time. But God has mercy, and we're going to look at the mercy of God in our next podcast. We're going to talk about the 144,000 Jewish evangelists, the two witnesses who appear, and then the angel that preaches the gospel. all these things happening in the last 3.5 years of Antichrist's reign, the seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, and as the seventh angel gets prepared to blow that seventh trumpet, John says, I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. The seventh trumpet introduces the first bowl judgment. And that is a terrible one that we'll talk about in future podcasts. Folks, God's word is going to come to pass. It looks devastating. It looks terrible. And it is terrible. And it is devastating. But I want to say this, that God has everything under control. Jesus said, see, I've told you beforehand. Folks, we've been told the book of Revelation is God's final warning to mankind. The Lord has told us exactly what's going to happen in these end times. And Luke tells us in his book, chapter 21, verse 28. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. When these things begin to happen, when you see nuclear weapons being developed, when you see the armies getting ready to invade Israel, when you see all these things happening that John has been talking about in the book of Revelation, when you see them beginning to happen, then look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing very near. Jesus Christ is coming back again. He's coming first for his church in the rapture, and then he's coming back to stand on the Mount of Olives with his church. Revelation 22:20, the last recorded words of Jesus in the last chapter of the last book of the Bible. He who testifies to these things says, surely I'm coming quickly. Are you saying amen? Even so, come Lord Jesus. Or are you saying, wait Lord, I'm not ready yet. If you're not ready yet, if you don't know the Lord, or you're not walking with the Lord, get ready. Receive the Lord as your Savior. Surrender your life afresh to God and walk closely with him, because the rapture is imminent. It could happen at any moment. Jesus is coming back again. Are we ready and waiting? Do we drag ourselves to church? Do we debate the scriptures and talk about the Bible but never read it and obey it? Has Jesus Christ got first place in our hearts? We need to be very aware that we're living in the end of the end times, and we could well see the rapture and the coming of the Lord.